Well, good Monday morning, church. Today's reading is Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 75. It's a long reading today, and so let's go ahead and get after it. God's saving word for today is hope. And in this passage of scripture, Jesus grieves and prays in Gethsemane in preparation for his betrayal and arrest. His disciples fail to keep watch, and they fall asleep. Jesus is arrested and brought before the chief priests and the council, where he is accused of blasphemy. The chapter concludes with Peter denying that he knows Jesus. So let's begin. This passage of scripture is known as Jesus praying in Gethsemane. When Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here, for I go over there and pray." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. Grief and anguish came over him. And he said to them, "The sorrow in my heart is so great it almost crushes me. Stay here and keep watch with me." And he went a little further on, and he threw himself face down on the ground, and he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." Then he returned to the three disciples and found them asleep. And he said to Peter, "How is it that you three were not able to keep watch with me even for 1 hour? Keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And once more Jesus went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cup of suffering cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done." And he returned once more and found his disciples asleep, and they could not keep their eyes open. Again, Jesus left them. He went away and he prayed a third time, saying the same words. Then he returned to the disciples and said, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to the power of sinners. Get up, let's go. Look, here is the man who is betraying me." Jesus was still speaking when Judas, one of the 12 disciples, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs and sent by the chief priests and elders. The traitor had given the crowd a signal, "The man I kiss is the one you want. Arrest him." Judas went straight to Jesus and said, "Peace be with you, teacher," and kissed him. Jesus answered, "Be quick about it, friend." Then they came up and arrested Jesus and held him tight. One of those who were with Jesus drew his sword and struck at the high priest's slave, cutting off his ear. "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him. "All who take the sword will die by the sword. Don't you know that I could call on my Father for help, and at once he would send me more than 12 armies of angels? But in that case, how could the scriptures come to be true, which says that this is what must happen?" Then Jesus spoke to the crowd, "Did you come with swords and clubs to capture me as though I were an outlaw? Every day I sat down and taught in the temple, and you did not arrest me. But all this has happened in order to make come true what the prophets wrote about in scriptures." Then all the disciples left him and ran away. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to the house of Caiaphas, the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had gathered together. Peter followed from a distance as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and he went into the courtyard and sat down with the guards to see how it would all come out. The chief priests and the whole council tried to find some false evidence against Jesus to put him to death, but they could not find any, even though many people came forward and told lies about him. Finally, two men stepped up and said, "This man said, 'I am able to tear down God's temple,' and 3 days later, build it back up." The high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Have you no answer to give to this accusation against you?" But Jesus kept quiet. Again, the high priest spoke to him, In the name of the living God, I now put you under oath. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus answered him, So you say. But I tell all of you, from this time on, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Almighty and coming on the clouds of heaven. At this, the high priest tore his clothes and said, Blasphemy! We don't need any more witnesses. You have just heard his blasphemy. What do you think? And they answered, He is guilty and must die. Then they spat in his face and beat him. And those who slapped him said, Prophesy for us, Messiah. Guess who hit you? Peter was sitting outside the courtyard when one of the high priest's servant women came to him and said, You too are with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied it in front of all of them. I don't know what you're talking about, he answered. And he went out to the entrance of the courtyard. Another servant woman came and saw him and said to the men there, He was with Jesus of Nazareth. Again, Peter denied it and answered, I swear I don't know that man. After a little while, the men standing there came to Peter. Of course you are one of them, they said. After all, the way you speak gives you away. Then Peter said, I swear that I am telling the truth. May God punish me if I'm not. I do not know that man. Just then, a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered what Jesus had told him. Before the rooster crows, you will say three times that you do not know me. And he went out and wept bitterly. Well, today's key verse was Matthew 26, verse 64, where Jesus said, From this time on, you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the Almighty and coming on the clouds of heaven. In today's reading, we read about Judas betraying Jesus and Peter denying Jesus. A little question for us to consider. In which ways are people betraying or denying Jesus today? And let me just go a step further. In what ways are people betraying or denying Jesus? People who call themselves Christians, who come to church on Sunday morning, which ways do they deny or betray Jesus? Just think about that. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that at times I may have betrayed you and turned away from your teachings. Forgive me and make me ever aware of your love and sacrifice for my sake, that I may follow in your ways. Amen. Okay, church, that brings our time together to an end today. Tomorrow we'll be talking about how Pilate dealt with Jesus when Jesus was brought before him. But until that time, keep your eyes open, be looking up, because your miracle is right around the corner. God bless.